Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Kedushin Daf Yudal, Kedushin 14. Today's Daf Yomi, we're going to go to 14b, and the Mishnah talks about the fact that an Eved Ivri is Nikneh B'Kesef U'Bishtar. So what is this referring to? It refers to a Hebrew slave. So a Hebrew slave is somebody who is either sold by the court because he is unable to pay back the money that he stole, or else he sells himself to raise money. So the way he has acquired is through money or through a contract. The way he goes free is b'shanim u'biyovel, through years, serving 6 years, and through the jubilee year, and through the release at the 50th year, u'bigiyurun kesef, and by paying off the money that he was bought for, minus the amount of time he already worked. Yasira of ama ivriyah, that in addition to this, if there's a ama ivriyah, this is a Hebrew maidservant, somebody under the age of 12 was sold by her father into slavery, in addition to the other three ways, just like that Hebrew slave where she goes through kesef, shtar, and excuse me, through shanim, through years, the jubilee year, and reduction of money, she also has another way in which she acquires herself, through simanim, through signs of adolescence, by going through puberty. Hanirza, the person who wants to pierce his ear, he wants to remain a slave of his master for longer. So therefore, how is he acquired? He's acquired through nikne beritzia. He's acquired by the piercing of his ear. The kone, meaning to say he goes to the court, and the court stands him up in front of the court, and he says, I want to be a slave to this master. The kone is atzmo biyovel. So therefore, the master pierces his ear through with an awl. The kone is atzmo biyovel, mises adon. And yet he will also acquire his own freedom through the jubilee year and through the death of the master.